early snow. I put on my gloves, the ones whose seams have burst, that you think I should get rid of. But I like them, the brown cracked leather and fur lining coming out in a few places. It's snowing, and I want to see it. The first snow, and an early one. I'm a child still when it comes to snow, having grown up in Miami. And it can still bring back, if only for a while, a sense of trust and wonder, a child's infinite expectation from the world. I put on my parka, the coat I got when I moved up north, nearly 30 years old, that I tell you will end up one day in the Smithsonian. It's been snowing all morning, but I've been working inside, and no, there's little point in looking out the windows of our basement apartment. 4 inches already at just past noon, according to the radio. And I think of that time it snowed in Miami. How excited we were. The first snow ever, they told us, over the PA. Then led us into the schoolyard to see it. Small, glints of ice, maybe the size of grains of sand, dropping through the sky towards us. All looking up, our mouths open, even though we were teenagers, but never reaching the ground. Outside, the world is blanketed, nothing shoveled yet or plowed. The dog is with me and runs up the stairs to the sidewalk. We're the first to break the scene, my legs sinking with every step. I watch him spinning and jumping, snow falling slowly onto his coat. It falls on me too, and makes me want to look up again, mouth open, waiting for the snow to reach me this time, and forget, if only for a while, the clothes I could never afford, a house we may never have, the life I had wanted to give you by now.